Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shaw Marie, and I'm going to give you guys an update real quick about Chad and Lori because they both have just gone to court because new charges have been filed against both of them. And so we're going to talk about their courts real quick. And so Lori went first. Hers was on Tuesday. And both of them got charges with two counts of felonies, the concealment of evidence and their part in hiding the children. And everybody keeps asking why they haven't had murder charges yet. And the only reason why, and I have a friend who is a lawyer, so I can't I'm not speaking like I'm dumb. I do know a little bit. But anywho, so they are pretty much, she's pretty much going to say, my brother did it. I knew about it because I'm a piece of shit. And I told him that my boyfriend at the time had a big backyard and we can dispose of the children there and that my boyfriend would be a-okay with it. So that's what she's going to do. I can tell you right now, hands down, because his cell phone is what led them there. Okay. So it's not Lori's cell phone. It's Alex's. And so it's easy to say, yeah, Alex did everything. I just fucking said, okay. It had to be done. I just said where to bury him. So hopefully there's at least accessory, but I don't believe that she will get the whole murder. Sadly as that may be. Now let's talk about her court. Like I said, real quick, so you got to see Colby and his wife. They didn't put Miss K on and the grandpa. They just put Colby and his wife and then Lori and then Mr. Wood and then the judge. And so, dude, I don't know about y'all. Colby, he broke my heart. It was super sad. Super, super sad. But everybody keeps saying, can you believe she cried? She cried. She showed remorse. Finally, she showed remorse. You guys, to cry, you must use both eyes. Both of them. Okay? She wipes one eye. One eye. That's all she wipes. There was no nothing. Okay. They say, he says, Tylee Ryan. And she grabs the tissue. And one eyeball. She wasn't crying. For all we fucking know, her eyelash went in her eye. She wasn't crying. She does not care. This woman is a disgrace to all women, sadly. She's the worst of the absolute worst. And she is the biggest see you next Tuesday. You know what I mean? I can't say that word on the video because my grandma probably will watch it. I want to get in trouble. But she is. And then she wants to sit there and court starts and they're so you want to be referred to as Mrs. Daybell? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then you want to say that she cried and she cares, but she wants to be called Mrs. Daybell. Fuck this bitch. Why can't we just go back to old school stoning and put them in the square? We all get to go throw shit. They die. We move on. They go. It's whatever. It is what it is. They drive me nuts. And then Chad. Creepy ass Chad. He goes to court the next day. And you got his rapist little lawyer and Mr. Wood and the judge. And the only time this dude shows any expression whatsoever at all is when his side of the camera thingy is muted and he smiles and he's probably just as stupid as that, you know? He is like the creepiest, weirdest. I don't get Chad. I have yet to understand Chad. And I hopefully soon, I'm really, really hoping soon we find out what happened to Tammy. Because then I know for sure, I'm like 110% sure that we will see some murder charge on Chad. But that's just going to be for Tammy. I mean, I guess you could say that Alex did it. But I think they would have said that his phone pinged there then too. Because obviously he wasn't fucking smart. He didn't leave his phone. He took his phone with him. Number one, when committing a felony, you leave the phone at home. Number one rule. Don't care who you are. Number one rule. So I guess he could say that he did Tammy too, but that would just be weird. Not make any sense, I don't think, but you could. You could go with it. I don't know, dude. Chad seems off, like, he seems really calm about the whole thing. Like, super creepy. Super, super creepy calm about the whole thing. I don't know. If I was him, I'd be freaking out. But he's just like, we'll get a jury trial and we'll be all right. And the other thing I keep thinking and I keep going through my head is it's their right to have a jury trial. Obviously, we can't take away that right. But where in the state of Idaho are you going to come up with 12 people? Technically, I think a total of 14 because you got your backups. So where are you going to come up with these people that don't know about this and haven't heard about this and don't have their own opinions and don't hate these fucking people, to be honest? Like, where are you going to find that? And I mean, you could do a trial by judge. I'd ask for a new judge because he obviously don't like you. He's hasn't made that clear, but he's made that clear. So, Chad's weird, guys. I don't get Chad. I don't think they're going to kill themselves. I've read that a bunch, that people think that they're just going to off themselves before they can go to court. I don't think so, because you can't be a god if you commit suicide. That's like number one rule, I guess. I would think. But I don't know. I don't know. There's going to be a lot more, I think, that's going to come out. And I think we're not done being shocked yet. To be honest, I just don't. I don't see him getting out. I don't see him getting away with it. I don't think we have another Casey Anthony on our hands. There's only enough room for one trash bag mom like her. I mean, there's actually a couple of them, but she's number one. So I don't think we're going to have a Casey Anthony situation, but I don't think we're done being shocked yet. And mainly because we don't know how the kids died yet. I think that's going to be a big shock because people have been talking about how Tylee was sick all the time and how she was sick. And so maybe she was being poisoned over time. We don't know yet. Hypothetically, maybe. And so there's still a bunch of shit that hasn't come out yet that we don't know. And same with Tammy, like the pink foam from the mouth. We don't know yet. So that's why I say our shock level, I don't think we've hit it quite yet. Because there has to be some table meeting of some sorts. Okay. I mean, I don't think that they were all, I don't think Alex did it and then Lori found out and then Lori told Chad. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. I don't mean it was like she mentioned to Alex, hey, they're zombies, and then he went and took upon it himself. I don't think that happened. I think that we had what they would consider like a brain meeting, like a little group meeting. And they're like, okay, well, Tylee's obviously a zombie. JJ's turning into one. We already took care of all the other zombies. We can't knock these guys out by praying in the portal. We got to get serious. And then Alex, that's obviously where you come in, because you have no conscience and are burning in hell for eternity. So you come in and you do your job. And then Chad, your job is the backyard because you're creepy and you're weird and you can have your coffee while looking out onto your property and knowing what you've done. So you take that part and I'll play weird cult mom. I don't know what her role is technically, except for being like the worst person on the planet. But I don't know, guys. We got moved to August. We're moving up to August. So, shit, that's after the world ends. I get to drink Mountain Dew again, and I don't know. We'll see. How embarrassing is it going to be, though? Because they go to court at, like, the beginning of August. So, like, not only did you kill your kids because you thought they were zombies or whatever your fucking excuse is, but according to you, the world should have ended by now, and y'all are just sitting in court. Kind of a downer. Pretty mad. I think July 23rd is going to be a rude awakening for two individuals, but probably more. Oh, and another thing about Melanie, the friend I don't like, not the niece. I still don't like her either. I guess she had court today, too, for her kids, for her custody, and I guess it didn't go very well. I don't want to, like, say she didn't get her custody, but I heard it didn't go very well. But the weird friend. So I listened to one of their podcasts, one of, like, the very first ones that they did. She was the one who's like, I've taught Lori everything. I've taught Lori everything. Oh, no. Boo Bear. You were just telling everybody else that Lori taught you everything. Ooh, I don't like her. Mm-mm, she's shady as hell. Do not like her. And it just, if you listen to the podcast, like, it's really hard to, because they do talk about parenting and, like, the kid. Like, it's just, it's hard to listen to it. But if you listen to it, Little Miss fucking Melanie didn't plan on that shit being replayed. I don't believe so. Especially after talking, because they took down all their podcasts, but some have been, obviously they've been leaked, and once it's out there, it's out there. There's no really taking it back. Even if you think you push delete a million times, it's never deleted. So, I don't know. I think she is more into this and knows way more than anybody's giving her credit for. So I don't know. We'll see how this all turns out, but I don't know, guys. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. So I'll keep you guys updated as much as I get. You guys will get. And if you go to East Idaho News, .com. That's where I get all my stuff. I follow all of Nate Eaton through this whole thing. I go the Nate way. So, yeah. Follow me on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast, and YouTube, same name. On Instagram, It Is What It Is Pod 19, all together, no spaces. And on Twitter, It Is What It Is 208, because that's where I'm from. But yeah, have a good day, and yeah. Bye.